Well, we're back, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. And who we be?
Who we be, everybody? We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you're just joining us, I can't believe that this is the start of our second hour already. But let me quickly just sort of reintroduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
To her right is my boy, Tygen.
Yep.
Yep. And my name is Mark, and I will continue to be your host for the rest of this show, rest of the evening. I will find you, and I will escort you. I will be that third wheel that you need in your life.
What, like that. The chaperone or something?
Chaperone. That's it, honey. I will be a chaperone.
Good luck.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were talking about the Counting Crows. When I say we, I mean Steph and I, we're going to go see the Counting Crows in July. July, what is it?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Is it the 9th? For some reason, I got the 9th stuck in my head, but that might be June 9th that I have it stuck in my head because of Thai show.
Right. I think it's later in July.
Maybe it's the 14th or maybe it's the 29th.
Maybe.
Anyway, the Counting Crows are coming here to St. Petersburg, and they're going to be playing down where the Rowdies play at Al Lang Stadium, which I'm very excited about because I've always wanted to see the Counting Crows. And this will be a big enough venue that's not too big, but sort of intimate.
Yes.
So I think that'll be fantastic.
And it's such a beautiful stadium.
Oh, right on the water.
And I've been watching, and they're working on putting to, you know, making it even larger, not the stadium, but the live music events.
Oh, that's cool.
I think there's going to be.
That's a great idea.
They're going to try to have like 13 or 15 of them throughout the summer.
Well, are they going to do it like what the Rays did, like after the game concerts or just actual concerts?
Actual concerts.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
So, you know, diversifying the use of the stadium.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're you know, putting together this larger concert series. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's spectacular.
That is spectacular.
I love outdoor concerts.
I do too. And yeah, they're always fun. And you know, when you got a great band like the Counting Crows,
right? Now,
how could you go wrong?
I say I love outdoor concerts
unless it rains.
Unless it rains,
and it does that here in Florida.
It does that a lot here,
especially in July.
And as long as there's no lightning and, you know, other things. Although when we were at the jazz festival and it rained, that was actually a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So,
it was a mess.
It was a huge mess.
It was a mess, but it was a lot of fun.
But if the Counting Crows, if it's just rain and a mess and, you know, like it was at the Jazz Fest, that I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Right.
Lightning, no. I don't want to be out there in the lightning.
All right. Well, I got a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. How far would you go to save somebody's life? I mean, how much danger would you put yourself in to save somebody that you don't know's life? I mean, like, if you were to, I mean, a family member, I'm on it. I don't care. If I have to die saving your life, then I'm doing it. But to save somebody that you don't know, how far would you go?
Do
you seem like an asshole?
Depends on the situation.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well,
would I even think about
that's
it?
That's interesting. Okay, so let's say it's a four-year-old. Dangling from a fourth story balcony, 4-year-old, not old enough to be an asshole yet. Well, that's not necessarily true. Could easily be an asshole. But okay, if you don't know that this kid's an asshole, and you see a 4-year-old dangling from a balcony,
I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah.
So I'm
you
gonna
do something about that.
But I'm staying on the ground.
Well, yeah. Do you stay on the ground and just sort of like, okay, I got you. Or do you try to climb up the side of the building to grab this kid?
I don't know. About
in under
that.
30 seconds.
in under 30 seconds. Somebody knows the story.
I am not confident enough in my climbing ability to attempt such a feat.
It's the side of a building. I mean, if you're Spider-Man, go for it.
Well, here's the story, Ty. Last Saturday in Paris, real-life Spider-Man scrambles up a building to save a dangling child.
Well, I mean, it's France. They made parkour.
Well, this
they
this,
make their buildings this climbable.
This guy is not from France, okay? He's an immigrant, and he's basically moved to France to try to become, you know, from France.
Français. Right? Try to be Spider-Man.
To try to be Spider-Man. He's from Mali. This kid is, 20 years old, and his name is Mamoudou Gassaman.
Mamoudou.
This kid climbed up this building, four stories, up the front of balconies in 30 seconds and snatched this kid on the fourth floor.
Oh, he's Spider-Man.
Insane.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. They asked him, what were you thinking? He goes, well, I didn't think. It was a child. You got to save a child.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
And obviously, he was confident in his ability to climb.
Right. There's a video. If you go on Yahoo, or I'm sure you could Google it, and it shows him. And he's getting his ass right on up that building.
Like he's done that before?
Yeah, this is not the first time he's done this. It doesn't look like to me. But anyway, the people, like the mayor of the city and actually the president of France, they are going to push through his naturalization papers to become a citizen. They're like, this is the kind of citizen we need.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, it's cool and all, but it seems a little topical. What with the annoying oranges approach to immigration.
Yeah, but this is France.
Yeah.
They got a whole different thing. They got a much cooler leader than we do.
It's kind of like France putting it in our face, though.
Yeah.
Look how cool immigrants can be.
Right.
They play Spider-Man. They save people. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're not all raping drug dealers.
Right. Now, the father of the four-year-old, he basically left this four-year-old by himself so he could, I guess, run to the store or do something.
Nice. No, he was playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, he was playing Pokemon Go, which I guess is still a thing in Paris.
Well, and see, when I first read that, I thought the four-year-old was playing Pokemon Go, and that's how he found himself in that precarious situation.
Well, the father now faces 2 years in prison. And
well, good. Go France.
Every bit of it. Doesn't say anything about the mother, but anyway, this kid, Mamoudou, whatever, Gassaman, hero, 20 years old.
Yeah, I'm not climbing a building.
I don't know about that. I mean, what if you climb the building, you get up there, and
the kid kicks you, you know?
Yeah. Or you grab the kid, and you both fall.
Right.
Yeah, then it's kind of like, what was he doing?
You know.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Then the kid starts kicking him. Stranger, stranger.
Stranger danger, stranger
He's
danger.
He's trying to abduct me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's that. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Well, I have these stories. Hey, remember that I talked about a couple weeks ago, that teacher? He was like the, what kind of teacher was he? He was like the farm teacher.
Right, and the agricultural.
They drowned the raccoons and the possum. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Well, he's not going to face any charges because the officials there determined that he did not do it in a malicious way. He said, well, look, I can't take a gun to school.
The raccoons disagree.
I disagree. Drowning an animal is not terrible. I mean, the only thing that could be worse is catching them on fire.
Yeah.
You know, you did the complete opposite, which is just as bad.
Yeah, but how do you humanely kill them?
Humanely killing them would be to shoot them.
Yeah, but he can't take a gun to school.
Or why don't you put him in one of those caring cages or what do they call it? The traps.
Yeah.
The eye care traps. You put them in there and you relocate them.
Are you allowed to relocate them? Well, or would he go to jail for that?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, our legal system is a little screwy sometimes.
Well, this happened back May 15th, and the teacher has since retired. But it turns out that he is not going to face any charges at all. So that's, I guess, that's good for him, I guess. He was doing, I guess.
Well, like I said, we don't live in that type of farming environment. And he's teaching a course on agriculture and how to live in a farming environment.
Right.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's what farm people do, I guess.
Yeah. If you don't have a gun and you've got your hands on the beast,
this is something interesting. This whole thing happened in Ocala, Florida. I don't know that I've ever been to Ocala, Florida.
We've driven through.
Have we driven through?
Mm-hmm. On our way to Gainesville.
All right. So here's the thing. The Ocala Star-Banner reports that Assistant State Attorney Toby Hunt noted that a jury recently acquitted a man charged with animal cruelty after cutting off the tails of four kittens with rusty scissors.
Oh, my God.
So, what? In Ocala, drowning raccoons and possums in a trash can is
okay.
It's okay. I mean, especially if cutting the tails off kittens with rusty scissors. I like how they add in rusty scissors.
What's the purpose of that? How do you get off?
Well, he wanted to make bobcats.
It's like, and we wonder what's wrong.
How else do you think they make bobcats?
Mm-hmm.
Rusty scissors.
I should have known.
Bobcats.
Come on.
Mm.
Hey, I don't know if you guys saw the story about those teenagers, man, that over on Bayshore Boulevard.
The drag racers.
The drag racing teenagers that hit that young mother and the baby. The baby died like the day after, but the mom died like right there on the scene. Originally, it was determined that the kids were going about 60 miles an hour.
Nope.
Not much of a drag race. But then today in the paper, it said that they were going 102 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
And when I read the article, it's like, without radar, how do they know that they were going 102 unless one of the kids, because there was three teenagers involved in this whole thing, unless one of them said, we were going 102.
Or they could tell from the mother's body.
Well, yeah. I mean, they
forensics.
Had
impact.
They had all kinds of things. People were talking about, like, the stopping distance of a car that's going 102 miles an hour is 600 yards.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, was he?
No, 600 feet. That's 2 football fields.
Yeah.
To stop a
to
car.
To stop.
So, was he trying to stop, though?
Yeah, he did stop.
Oh, did he?
He did stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't run. He didn't run from
well,
the
whole
thing.
Well, no, but like,
he
I
stopped
think
about 600 yards
afterwards.
Afterwards.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He hit her at full speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Somebody said that the mother flew, like, in the air, like 50 feet in the air.
Well, and I think the speed limit on that street then
it was like 40.
40.
They just reduced it to 35.
To 35.
And, you know, people that I've heard that have been on that road, I've never been on the road, but they say that, 40 is like too fast for that road.
Right.
35 is not much better because you put it at 35, they're going 40.
They're going 40.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it's 45 on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going 50 and people are passing me like I'm standing still.
But just think about what's happened here, this whole story. Not only do you have a young dead mother, a young dead baby, right? That family is destroyed.
Yes.
They were visiting from Ohio. Can you imagine being the young husband back in Ohio? Getting this news?
Couldn't even imagine.
Right?
No.
Can you imagine being the parents of any one of these teenagers?
No.
Getting that news?
No.
So many lives have been altered because
forever
of that one action.
Yes.
you know,
that one poor choice.
Right.
That's how quick
it
happens.
And here's the thing. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad at the teenagers, right? But hasn't everybody ever sort of tried to, not necessarily like drag race somebody, but you know, if you ever pull up next to a friend on the road, that kind of thing, you're always sort of jockeying back and forth, right? Aren't you?
Yeah.
Hasn't everybody done that?
I think it's more of a male characteristic.
Could be. I know Hannah probably doesn't.
Hannah does.
I do.
She don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I've raised you before.
Yeah, see? Great.
Right. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, so many people have done.
Yeah, but not at 102 miles an hour.
102 miles an hour on a road posted at 40.
That's
curvy.
Ridiculous.
That's curvy with people walking and bike riding.
Yeah,
and
that's ridiculous.
It's a very foot traffic heavy area.
Some people tried to defend the teenager that hit the woman, saying, well, she, you know, she shouldn't have been in the road. Well, she was in a legal crosswalk.
Oh, you was know. She in the crosswalk?
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have been going 102.
Right. Somebody said, well, going that fast, those engines are revving so loud. You mean she couldn't hear them coming? What?
No.
Do you have any idea
how fast 102 is?
102 miles an hour.
That sneaks up on you.
102 miles an hour. You cover a football field in 2 seconds.
2 seconds. Like, that's
Bam.
On you quick.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no. There's no defense.
Not at all.
For that.
No, not even a little bit.
No defense whatsoever.
But anyway, this kid is looking...
Is it just the one kid that they've arrested?
They arrested all three, but the driver now is looking to get the brunt of...
Of the one punishment. That actually hit her.
Right.
Is the one that's going to get the brunt of
18
the,
years old.
Yeah,
18. Years old. Threw his life away.
Yeah. Life's all about choices.
Terrible. Yes, it is.
And I was listening to this show today, and they were like, well, what about his parents? His parents, he lives in a house that's worth $1.5 million.
He was driving a brand new 2018 Mustang convertible.
All right, so now you got like a $65,000, $70,000 car. You're from a well-off family. So after legal fees and that kind of thing, unless your parents are super loaded, you could destroy them.
Yes.
Everybody's life.
Do you have a picture of him?
Of the kid?
Yeah.
Mike.
Is he one of these Justin Bieber looking twats?
Kind of. Look through that. You'll find the twat in there.
You know, it's... I don't know. Choices. Bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like the girl that gouged her eyes out.
Right.
Poor choices.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously he wasn't responsible enough.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a picture? Let me see.
Looks like a twat.
See it's if like I've seen him at a time.
It doesn't really matter what you look like. It just...
No, it does.
Just bad decisions.
Yeah,
bad decisions.
Actions.
Little crybaby tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
No rich kid. Anyway, so do we want to play Stump the Chump? Do we have a Stump the Chump?
We do.
We do have a Stump the Chump. What do we have as far as the theme?
We have... Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to hurricane season.
All right.
So we have a hurricane-themed Stump the Chump.
All right, well, before we do that, we have to take a break.
Okay.
So we'll take a break that I'm excited about.
Oh, he's excited about the break.
I'm excited about it music-wise. You know, if you're ever listening to the radio, and I don't know if you guys pick up on this, but especially there's a couple of different, like Led Zeppelin has one, and what I'm going to play is the Beatles, and it's a mashup where each one of those bands has two songs that go together so perfectly that they have to be played back-to-back.
Right.
Because if you play them just individually, you don't get it.
It's not right.
Well, I'm going to do that for you. During this break.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take a quick break. I got a musical treat for you.
Musical treat.
When we come back, we're going to play our hurricane season themed version of Stump the Chump. We'll be right back. everybody. We are back, and I hope you enjoyed that.
Yes.
the first part of that was Polythene Pam, and then it morphed into she came in through the bathroom window, and both of those by the Beatles.
The Beatles.
I practiced that transition several times to make sure I got it right, and I still don't know that I got it completely right. It's not easy on the radio when you listen to it, like on a rock station, that kind of thing. Those guys are real professionals.
I think they're loaded together.
And I'm just not.
I think they have the option of playing each song individually. Mm-hmm. Or the two together.
You know what's so funny is that when I was playing them and trying to work out when do I start the second one, then I started thinking, I started doubting myself, and I was like, oh, maybe this one's supposed to be first. But I think I got it right. If I didn't get it right, give us a call at 727-498-0502 and tell me what I did wrong.
Yeah, fake news.
Right, fake news, everybody. Let's see. So before the break, we said we were going to play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
And this is going to be our hurricane season version of Stump the Chump.
Yes. It's hurricane-themed.
Hurricane-themed.
Hurricane-y.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Everybody ready?
Let's do it.
What is the difference between hurricanes and typhoons? Is it location, wind speed, direction of spin, or none of the above? Hannah.
None of the above.
No. So it's one of the top three. Location, wind speed, direction of spin, tie.
Wind speed.
No.
Was one of them amount of rain?
No. So you're down to location and direction of spin, Hannah.
Direction of spin.
No.
Location.
It is location. Nobody gets that one.
Well, I think like if you're over like in Japan or something like that, they call them typhoons.
Right. They don't have hurricanes. They have typhoons.
Right.
The Great Storm of 1900 caused numerous deaths and mainly affected which city? Was it New Orleans, Miami, Houston, or Galveston? Mark.
Galveston.
Yes, it was. At what wind speed does a tropical storm system reach hurricane strength? Is it 70 miles an hour, 76 miles an hour, 74 miles an hour, or 72 miles an hour?
Oh, 72. I already
no,
buzzed in.
Hannah.
74.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
And what's Hannah that? Is on the board. Mark has one. Hannah has one. In 2004, what rare hurricane-related weather phenomenon occurred? Was it no hurricanes within U.S. landfall, a hurricane off the coast of California, no tropical systems in the eastern Pacific, or a hurricane in the southeastern Atlantic?
That one.
That one.
Hurricane in the southeastern Atlantic.
And you are correct. 2004 was the year of... wasn't that like Charlie and Ivan
right.
And
yeah.
You know, all of those. Mark has two. Hannah has one. How many name lists are used in rotation for the Atlantic hurricane season? Is it different every year? Or do they rotate every 5 years, every 6 years, or every 7 years? Hannah.
Every 6 years.
Yes.
What?
Hannah has
I'm
two.
Waiting for Hurricane Hannah to come back.
She counts.
How did you know that? Did you really know that? Or
I did.
Just guess?
Yeah. No.
I really knew that. I'm really waiting for Hurricane Hannah to come back.
The only problem with the Hannah on the hurricane list
right.
is it's missing the H.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
Yeah.
It's incomplete.
At what time?
All right.
At one time... Tropical storm systems were given exclusively female names. In what year did male names start appearing on the list? Was it 1978, 1979, 1980 or 1981? Hannah?
Good.
1980. No. 79. No.
Damn it.
81? No. 1978. So where are we? Mark has two, Hannah has two. When is the Atlantic hurricane season? This
June will, 1st.
Two. We'll go to the two Shit. Date.
I don't know.
Does it end October 31st, November 30th, December 15th?
October.
No. Anybody?
I have no idea.
You don't
November.
Know. November 30th.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Nobody's paying attention. Mark has two, Hannah has two, Ty has one. When a tropical depression forms, it is closely monitored for any further development. When the sustained wind speeds reach a certain point, the system is then elevated to tropical storm status, and it's given a name. At which speed does this occur? So sustained winds of a tropical depression becomes a tropical storm at, is it 35 miles an hour, 42 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour, or 39 miles per hour? Ty.
45?
No.
42.
No.
Damn
39.
It.
39. And Hannah...
Weird number.
And Hannah has three. Mark has two.
Woo.
Which of the following pairs of Atlantic hurricane names were the first ones to be retired?
Oh.
Were they Betsy and Cleo, Carol and Hazel, Audrey and Janet, or Agnes and Elena?
Agnes and Elena.
No.
I'm going to say... Hazel, Carol and Hazel.
Carol and Hazel.
Yeah.
Were the first two. So
when does it say when that was?
It does not.
Hazel?
They were early on though.
Yeah, but I think I was alive during Hazel.
Well, that could be. You know, you've been alive a long time. All right, so Mark has three, Hannah has three. Mm-hmm. In what year were names first officially assigned to Atlantic tropical systems? Was it 1959, 1964, 1945, or 1953? Hannah.
45.
No.
53.
Yes.
Yes. That's got to be the winner.
And with that, Mark wins. The Hurricane Trivia. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Trivia.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know it's 35 years old?
Me. No. No.
The movie Scarface.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently at local theaters from June 10th to the 13th, you'll be able to go see Scarface. It's going to be at theaters.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool. I never saw it in a theater.
You probably won't.
Yeah, you're probably right. You probably won't.
I don't see you going to the theater.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Looks like they're going to be over at Park Place. And that's one of them. Anyway, I'm trying to read it. Anyway, so Scarface.
If you're
a big fan of Scarface and you live here locally, they're going to be having a bit of a showing, a re-showing.
Right.
At theaters.
In theaters near you. Anniversary showing.
Near you. Right. Let's see. What else do we have? So, you know, the whole thing about this medical marijuana thing here in the state of Florida?
Yes.
It was voted on unanimously that we legalize medical marijuana.
It wasn't unanimous, but it passed with flying colors.
Passed with flying colors. And then... the Florida government got a hold of it and added all this red tape that said that, okay, we're going to legalize it, but you're not going to be able to smoke it.
Right.
All right. Well,
one of the caveats after they drug their feet.
Which is crap. Anyway, John Morgan, who's been like the champion for this whole thing of Mogan and Mogan.
Mogan and Mogan.
He's come forward and basically gone... back and said, hey, listen, this is unconstitutional.
Yes, he took it all the way to the state Supreme Court.
You have got to give the people what they voted for. And what's so critical about this whole thing is that, look, there are a lot of great remedies but from the use of medical marijuana. Mm. But the quickest way, the most effective way to get those remedies is by smoking it.
Right.
Right.
What the state of Florida would suggest is that, you can take it by pill or you could take it by an oil, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, when in reality, the best way and the quickest way to get relief is by smoking it.
Right.
So anyway.
So he took it to the Supreme Court.
Took it to the Supreme Court.
And he won.
A judge ruled that, yes, in fact, it is unconstitutional for it not to be legalized. And I guess they're going to do that. But here's the thing. Governor Rick Scott has said he's going to appeal the decision by the judge.
He did appeal it.
He did
within 10 minutes of the verdict, he filed his appeal.
Well, now John Morgan is saying, hey, look, man, you're not doing yourself any favors here.
You're running for governor,
you're
buddy.
You're running for governor. You'd do a lot better in your race for the big house if you would go ahead and give the people what they want.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely. Right.
I just don't understand. See, that's what bothers me about government, is you have these elected officials that can decide on how you live your life.
Right, but that's why we elect them.
I get that they make laws and things like that, but something that will help people, you're gonna regulate that?
Well,
because you're against it?
It's all about Big Pharma.
It is all about Big Pharma. And keep in mind, Rick Scott is nose deep in the whole healthcare system, pharmaceuticals. He's the one that tried to get drug testing done for welfare recipients.
Yeah.
But where he got, quote, caught was the only acceptable labs were the ones he owned.
The ones he owned, right.
Yeah. Which, you know, that backfired in his face. But so that tells me he's deep in the laboratories and pharmaceuticals. No, he doesn't want people smoking marijuana. Then they'll quit using his products.
Right. That's crap.
It affects his bottom line.
That is crap.
Crap.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we might as well go ahead and talk about it. The biggest story of the week is this whole Roseanne Barr thing.
Oh.
This whole debacle.
Is it a debacle? I don't know.
When you say that, what do you mean?
Is it just a publicity stunt?
I've heard all kinds of things.
Who's surprised that Roseanne would tweet something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, it's inappropriate. Yes, it deserves outrage. But, I mean, look at the face that goes with that.
Do you guys know what we're even talking about?
Yeah.
I know the situation. I don't know what was said.
Well, Roseanne Barr, she posted a controversial tweet about the former Obama administration advisor, Valerie Jarrett. And it was pretty bad, I guess.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Don't quote it.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be quoted.
Right.
But, you know, one, I'm not surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, and anyway. Two, who talks about Roseanne this much? This is more publicity than she's had in her entire lifetime.
They just did a reboot on her show.
That was probably terrible.
No, actually, it got good ratings.
It did get good ratings.
And I think it got picked up for a second season.
But they canceled it.
Well, didn't Fox get it?
No, not yet. But that's one of the things that they're thinking. I mean, there's all kinds of stories out there. Some people are saying that she did this on purpose to get out of her contract with ABC.
Right.
So she could then go to Fox.
Could be.
Because didn't it used to be on Fox?
That I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know,
But can you imagine if you're one of the other actors on that show? Okay.
Well, the whole team of writers, production.
Yeah, well, you probably haven't been in anything for a while.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, your career has been rejuvenated, all right? And now all of a sudden this happens, and it's all been cut out from under you.
Right.
I wonder if those people, what's her name, Sarah Gilbert, what's her name, the one daughter, Becky, and the son, Fishman, I wonder if they can go and sue Roseanne and say, hey, look, you know, you've got a ton of money. We're just trying to get by here, and now you do something like this, and now we're right back to where we started.
Right. Well, Wanda Sykes was actually a writer on the show.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, she immediately resigned.
Yeah.
But that was of her own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
The other people, you know, like you said, it's their livelihood.
Right.
And because ABC had picked it up, you know, who do they sue?
The thing is, I think Roseanne owns the show. I think she owns the rights and everything.
Yeah, see.
I think it's her show.
That's what makes me skeptical about wanting to get out of the contract. You know, now, if you can believe what her ex-husband says, which, you know, when was the last time they spoke? But he was interviewed. Everybody's been interviewed about it. He said she wanted out of the contract.
Right.
And that's why she did it.
I like that she blamed it on Ambien.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, that is not a side effect of Ambien.
And I like what Ambien came back and said. They said, people of all races, religions, and nationalities work for Sanofi every day. Sanofi is the company that makes Ambien. Work for Sanofi every day to improve the lives of people around the world. Sanofi US said in a statement posted on, to Twitter, while all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication. So, yeah. Our Ambien is not causing racism.
Right.
Is what they're saying.
Right. And neither, you know, alcohol doesn't cause it either.
Right.
It just... tends to turn off
with it.
Turn off some filters that stay in place.
The biggest story of the week, and when it first came out earlier in the week, total outrage about the whole thing. What a pig she is, and that kind of, and that. And then it starts coming out. Yeah, but she's done so much for gay rights. She's done so much for civil rights. That kind of thing. You know,
you don't get a free pass.
I just don't know how when you are on social media and this thought pops into your head and you type it, right? How do you not, right before you hit send, go, what am I doing? Have I lost my mind?
See,
how cute do you think you are?
A lot of people on Twitter, though... don't think when they tweet.
But in today's day and age, everybody sees everything, especially what the celebrities are putting on social media.
Yeah, well, and she's following the example of our leader that, you know, when a thought blings through his head, he tweets it,
mm-hmm.
you know, without a second thought.
Right.
So many people do that. I mean, I see some pretty interesting stuff on there. And it just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're things that a lot of people would be brave enough to say in public.
Yeah. I guess the rule for me is if you're not brave enough to say it to somebody's face, then
yeah.
you shouldn't have the balls to tweet it.
Right.
Or put it on Instagram or whatever you're going to do.
And I always fall back on Bambi. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a good point, honey.
Yeah. It's, you know, one of those things that got lost along the way.
Right. I will quickly mention that the whole Curtis Reeves story
yes.
is back in the news. They Curtis Reeves, I don't know if you kids remember, he's the 75-year-old man who shot the guy in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah,
up in Wesley Chapel.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was trying to go for a stand-your-ground defense,
mm-hmm.
and a judge just recently, like this week, said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to proceed with trial. And as a matter of fact, that they picked February 29th, 2019, which seems like a long way away, but it's actually like, what, 6, 7, 8 months away, not even a full year.
Yeah, but it's been years.
Oh, the whole thing happened in 2014.
Four
years later.
And that's basically what this judge is saying. It's like, hey, enough already.
Yeah.
Enough already. We wait any longer, we won't have a defendant to try.
Right.
You know.
Which I think is part of the defense's maneuver.
I think that's what he's hoping. And doesn't everybody want to just get on with it?
Yes.
You know, let's get past it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
It's a shame. It's a shame that it ever happened. You know, that's a whole, excuse me, a whole story that people can debate and debate vigorously and harshly. I mean, Mom and I talked about it the other night, and, you know, I thought that we were going to come to blows.
Yeah.
You know.
After an hour of debating each side of the issue.
Right.
The bottom line is neither gentleman was a saint.
That's true.
And it was an unfortunate incident.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
It was handled poorly.
Right. Here's another quick little story. You know that the volcanoes over in the volcano over in Hawaii is still doing its thing. I mean, this has been a month in, and there's like no end in sight. I can't even imagine what it's going to take to end this thing. I mean, it's going to be amazing. I saw an article today that said that there are actually 169 potentially active volcanoes in the United States. 169. About 50 volcanoes located in 6 states, Hawaii, Alaska, California, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming, are rated high priority or highest priority for monitoring for potential eruptions.
I bet it's more important now.
Right.
They say that Mount St. Helens in Washington is considered the most likely volcano to erupt again. But my question is,
I thought they were watching the one very closely at Yosemite.
That one too.
That one, you know, that one looked like it was percolating.
Well, you can't mess with Mother Nature, man.
No.
She decides to blow her top. She's going to blow her top. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's like now, this is a perfect example. We have no defense against a volcano.
Against lava.
It's going to do what it's going to do. There's nothing we can do.
No.
There's nothing we can put in front of it. There's nothing we can pour on it. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing's going to stop it. It's not like in a sci-fi movie where we're going to hover over the top of it with a helicopter and drop a big cork in the top.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
That would be a cartoon, I think. More likely.
So, I don't know, kind of scary.
It is scary.
Definitely.
You know, what next? Earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis.
Right. Just it's amazing.
There are many things we do not have control over.
Well, when you consider the amount of stuff that's come out of the core of our Earth in the last month, just from this volcano, it makes you wonder, well, first of all, can more than one volcano erupt at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
why wouldn't they be able
to?
Well,
it's like,
what do you think? It's like a sprinkler system that,
I think,
this zone is on, the pressure won't be enough on this one?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like they're all
like
linked.
Well, there's like one lava tank
in the center. And they're all trying to suck out of the same one.
Yeah, right.
I have a feeling that tank is pretty big with pretty good pressure.
Yeah, there's like one lava tank, and right now Kilauea is using all the gas.
Yeah, no, I don't think it works
so
that way.
So Mount St. Helens has got to wait for Kilauea to, you know, to
chill
finish
out
off.
A bit.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't think it works that way. Somehow, I just don't.
All right. Where are we?
We are wrap up.
All right. Do I have time for my quotes?
Quickly.
All right. I have these quotes that I want to give you before the end of the show here. Beware of false knowledge. It is more dangerous than ignorance. That came from George Bernard Shaw. The next one says, racism is not a known side effect of Ambien. That came from the makers of Ambien. The last one says, she said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tyro. That came from Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa.
All right, everybody. That's all I've got. Hannah Claire, here at the end of the show, do you have anything that you would like to add? Anything that you want to plug?
Ty Show.
Ty Show.
Yeah.
All right. Stephanie, do you have anything?
Brocante Market's this weekend.
Brocante Market. I meant to mention that earlier.
Oh, can we do that Sunday?
Possibly.
Possibly. Tygen, do you have anything? What about your show?
It's June 9th. June 9th. State Theater.
State Theater. Deceptive Intruder, everybody.
Yes.
Get you got to see there. It. You got to go.
You got to go.
Right. I don't have anything to add other
Ty's
than...
Ty's largest metal show.
Hold on. I'll tweet that in a minute. Yeah.
What I have to add is Semper Fi Devil Dogs and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. I'm hoping that the rain is going to hold off for the weekend. We have had enough. Enough to the point where snakes are in our houses.
No.
It's ridiculous. All right, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to leave you with a song called Twist and Shout.
Twist and Shout.
We're going to twist and shout right on out of here. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
That's it.